Start. We're continuing the May 4th meeting of the Development Review Board. This is our afternoon session where we'll review minor cases and sketch plats. And we will start with agenda item number six, PR 2021-5461, EPC final site plan sign off SI 2022-820. This is for Raising Cane's Restaurants LLC at 2004 Wyoming Boulevard. And Modulus Architects is the agent.
Yes, good morning, this is Regina.
Okay, go ahead and give us your name from an address.
Regina Okoye, Modulus Architects, 100 Sun Avenue, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, go ahead and give us an overview. This is the first time we're reviewing it is an EPC final sign-off.
Yes. Okay. So I'll just give an overview. So like you stated, this is a site plan approval from an EPC major amendment. So when we went to the EPC, we got an approval for a site plan for subdivision to allow for redevelopment of lot 5A into a drive-through with a restaurant use last month. So the site is located at 2004 Wyoming and is approximately 2.1 acres. So we are demoing the entire site and we're going to develop that into a 3,443 square foot Raising Cane's building with drive-through accessories, parking, mobile order pickup, and all the site improvements will be done on half of that lot for that specific Raising Cane's use. So that is basically the overview of this project.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Okoye. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item six on Wyoming Boulevard? Please raise your hand or unmute and speak up. Okay. I'm not seeing anyone. You can also raise your hand in your video if you need to. Okay, I don't see anyone. So let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Madam Chair, this is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Good afternoon, Ms. Okoye. For this project, we have issued an availability statement. That's 220302, and that requires connections in Wyoming Boulevard. The current utility plan that was sent in with the site plan information shows all the connections going east into the drive aisle. That's a part of the larger development. Those lines, those mains that are to the east are not public mains, they are private mains. And so we cannot provide service for this use to the east. It needs to go to the west, to Wyoming, where we do have public water, public sewer mains. So there's direct connections available, but they do need to go to the west. And we basically need that revised on your site plan utility sheet to show that. The mains to the east being private, we do not allow sharing of private services. So they're currently serving, I believe, the Walmart, and they would not be allowed to pull service off those same mains that are private for this particular drive-through. I guess related to that, this particular use, we do see a lot of pre-treatment requirements for grease traps. I think those are all shown, but as they shift the services to the west, they may need to adjust where that's located on the site. With your engineer in terms of where those pretreatment grease traps are located. So that's the gist of it. It's a small thing, but it's a big thing in terms of your utility plan. If you have any questions about that, please let me know. We do need to see that change before we can do an approval of your site plan.
Okay, so we did receive that water availability statement and we will revise those plans based on what your statements are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, code enforcement.
Thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. Just a kind of a statement for clarification or verification. The property is zoned MXM, mid-use, mixed-use, moderate intensity. It was formerly zoned SC for shopping center. And as such, it would have a prior approved site plan. However, there is a note on the site plan as follows. Site plan, major amendment, April 2022. Site plan has been developed to follow the current integrated development ordinance, IDO, rules and regulations. So that brings us all back around to the IDO, from my understanding here. And landscape buffer then would be required for drive-through lanes adjacent to a public right-of-way as per IDO section 55I2A. We'll need to show either a vegetative landscape buffer or a wall 3 to 4 feet tall shielding drive-through lanes and headlights from view of Wyoming Boulevard. That was not real clear to me on what was presented. I just wanted to make that note that you will need to make sure that that is implemented in there. Of course, lighting, I do not see much on that, but that's to meet all requirements of IDO section 5.8, outdoor and site lighting. And the site plans state signage to be approved under separate filing, deferred submittal, and under separate permit in different places. So just want to, again, remind that signage must meet requirements of the existing shopping center site plan or wear silent to meet all requirements of IDO section 512. Table 512.2 for IDO MXM zone. That's all of the comments I have on this. Open for any questions if there are any.
Okay, so this is Gina Modges, Architects. I would like to address comment number two for the landscape buffer requirement. So if you can go to L2.01, just so we can look at that as we talk about it, it's 65. So you are identifying that there needs to be a landscape buffer facing Wyoming, correct, for that drive-through area or a wall?
That's correct. Either a vegetative screen or a wall.
Okay, there is an existing wall there. So we are showing vegetation along Wyoming. And on that little curve, there is an existing wall shown. So is that something we just need to identify writtenly, or do you need to see that? How can we address that comment with you?
Well, thank you for pointing that out. As I'm looking at it, I'm envisioning cars in the drive-through lane. They're pointing towards Wyoming, and it's not real clear to me. The vegetation comes down to about half of that area, but not the other part. Mm-hmm. And I don't, it's just not real clear from this view if there is a wall or something else that would help continue that screen for the headlights from shining out onto the traffic there. So if that's just me, a minor clarification or a note on the plan, if you've got the existing items in place or something else to show it, that's all I'm asking for, some sort of verification that we do get that accomplished.
Okay, absolutely. So for that little corner, you just need more clarification as in a note or something that identifies that wall being there, and then that will satisfy the comment.
Yes, just make sure. Okay. Yeah, we just want to make sure we got that covered.
Okay, thank you. That's all the questions I have.
Mrs. Okoye, just to clarify everything, what's the height of that wall?
It says in the code, it says 3 to 4 feet in height. It's kind of
right.
So, and that's what you've got.
I believe it's more than that too, the existing wall that's there, but I'll have to verify with the plans.
Okay. Let's go ahead and go to Parks and Rec.
Joan Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. The comment is to add a note to landscape plan L201, which is this page for IDO 56C5E. And then it's written out in the comments, but if you could add that to this page, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay, this is Gina Modges, Architect. So we can just add that verbiage anywhere on this plan.
It would be good. I can't really read the notes from here, but maybe under the landscape notes, or I believe that the way that this plan is organized, you have the mulch described in each section, in each area. Mm-hmm. So it would be good to put it in a place where it would be easy to understand that that type of mulch doesn't go right up to the tree trunk.
Okay, absolutely. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan, the engineer stamp date of February 9th, 2022. We have no objection.
Okay. Transportation.
Good afternoon. Jean Wiffenbarger with Transportation. I just wanted to find out whether or not the notes that I sent out last night have been received.
Yes, they have been received.
Okay, most of these are clarification items. So I'm gonna try to point out the major ones mostly. We did approve a traffic study for this, and on the infrastructure list, I just wanted to revise the item descriptions to specifically show storage length extensions, and additions along with associated signage and striping. So it's just a matter of further clarification. I think you can probably narrow that down to two item descriptions. We can meet about that after the meeting if you want. That would just make it a little bit more clear as to what's going on there. I think you show what's needed on the site plan, but I do need to have all the vehicular lane dimensions showed as well as the sidewalk. Also, because this is located within a center, 10-foot sidewalk is required along Wyoming, technically, per the new DPM requirements. Also, work order would be required for the associated striping and signage within the right of way. So other than that, I just had, you know, mostly minor comments. I think out of these, I just wanted to note that I wanted to see the full shared access agreement. It looks like pages of it were included, but not the whole thing. I needed to see the signatures from both parties. Also, the 6-foot ADA pathway to Wyoming Boulevard shouldn't be placed along the back of parking spaces. I think that could be easily revised. That was left over from an EPC comment. And other than that, most of the rest of them are pretty minor. So let me know if you have any questions.
Okay, so for the ADA path that can't be behind the cars, we revised that a couple times. It was a diagonal first, and then we moved it to that location. Is there a specific requirements that we can go to identify what that's supposed to look like? Because we played with that.
We can talk about that after the meeting. I think I might have had some ideas, but basically we don't really want to have, pedestrian pathways that go behind parking spaces, but I think there's ways to work around that.
And then we can't have them diagonal either.
Well, they could be somewhat diagonal. It's hard for me to answer that question without looking at it more specifically in detail.
Okay, because that's how we started, and then you said we couldn't do that. So yeah, we'll talk about it after so we can be clear on what's required and what we can do.
Okay.
And then the second comment was the 10-foot wide sidewalk. So these sidewalks are existing, and mm-hmm. they're not altering the sidewalks, and they're existing 5.9 sidewalks, I believe. So where does that come in terms of?
Well, that's a newer DPM requirement to have 10-foot sidewalks within centers. This is technically within a center, so.
Okay, and are we supposed to follow those the new requirements? Because when did these DPM requirements come into play?
2020.
Okay, so they are existing sidewalks though, and we're not altering those sidewalks.
Do you have space to shift?
We don't, because the lane is right abutting the sidewalks already, and we have that landscape buffer that's required as well. So, and then our asphalt drive lanes are there, so we don't have space at all.
I mean, like I said, it is a requirement. I mean, it was sort of brought up at EPC to look at, you know, DPM requirements, latest DPM requirements for sidewalk widths. I guess that will have to be discussed too, because generally we do want to have these updated to match more current requirements.
Okay, because I don't recall that being a comment before, so I might have missed
it. Generally, there was a general comment to meet DPM requirements with regard to sidewalk widths, and so that would have been the comment.
Okay. And then lastly, okay, that was the last one I had then.
Yeah, most of the other ones were pretty minor.
Okay, thank you. I was just trying to map that a little bit on the type of center it was. Okay, let's go to planning comments.
Hi, this is Jay Rodenbeck. So I noted on our comments memo that you had the wrong application number on the amended site plan. And just have an FYI note that all plan sheets must be sealed and signed by a design professional licensed in the state of New Mexico, and that the landscape plan sheet must be signed and sealed by a landscape architect licensed in the state of New Mexico. I'll note that there is an infrastructure list included with this application submittal. Therefore, a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement must be submitted prior to final sign off plan if and once the EPC final site plan sign off is approved by the DRB. It's noted to Regina that the infrastructure list must be signed and dated. You know, we'll need to have that before, you know, it could ever be sent out for signatures. And we had a question about the existing building on the southern portion of the same lot, which you confirmed is going to be demolished. So one question we had, Regina, is there any projections currently for that site to be subdivided?
No, there's not at this time.
All right. Thank you very much. And really the only IDO requirements that we could not confirm are being met on our end were for 511E, the facade design requirements. I went through the EPC staff report and I didn't see any kind of confirmation that was met. We just want to make sure that those requirements are in fact met. And typically with these, we like to see a comment response letter detailing how 511E is met. And that's really 511E2. Those are the facade design requirements specifically, 511E2. And we just need to know and confirm that those are being met. This is an EPC site plan sign-off. So, you know, the EPC staff planner is probably doing the due diligence to make sure that's being met, but we just want to confirm that.
Okay, I can do that. I can put a written narrative together on how we are addressing.
Yeah, thank you. If all possible too, if you could, Regina, this is just a request, but we would really like it if you could have color elevations added to see what to better see what the design will look like.
Okay, I believe I can make that happen.
Awesome, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it looks like you'll need to do some work with the Water Authority still, and then kind of figuring out that sidewalk issue and what is going to happen there. Do you have a sense of a deferral, or Mr. Carter? It sounded like there was some big items to work through on your end.
This is Blaine for the Water Authority. Our items, they're entirely on the site plan. They're not really items that need to be worked out with us. It's something I think their engineer can handle without further coordination with the Water Authority. So I would think it'd be up to them as the applicant.
Okay.
So this is Gina Modris Architects. I would like to defer for 1 week if I can get in with Gene by this week, if that's a possibility.
So we would have to have any
by Friday.
Information, applications, whatever, by Friday.
Uh-huh. And we are aware of that, and we kind of built it in. Well, our schedule is we just need to meet with Jean whenever she's available, hopefully within the next day.
So if you're not meeting the 10-foot sidewalk requirement, that technically that would be a waiver.
Yeah. So if, like, I think that part of the point of this is Chair Wolfley, part of the point of this is as we rebuild the city and we've identified centers where we want them to be more pedestrian, we do want to have the sidewalks upgraded to those widths as Ms. Wolfenberger is asking for. Mm-hmm. It can be looked at it a little more in detail in order to see like how, you know, everything that's going on in that area and the importance of that particular widening. And short of, if for some reason we felt, well, maybe that could be acceptable for this bit of sidewalk, then the way to achieve that is a waiver that does require a new application. And Let's see, Mr. Rodenbeck, I don't have that up. Does it require, I think in this case, it might require neighborhood notice as well.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. A full-fledged DRB waiver, let me double check, but yeah, I believe that would require notifications. I'm gonna pull that up here. Just one second, I actually have them pulled up here.
And the point of that would be, Ms. Okoye, is that as a community, if we're saying we want this to be more pedestrian, we want to have wider sidewalks here, that would give the public a opportunity to weigh in and say if they really felt they wanted to say these really needed to be maintained at 10 feet, something like that. That's what the point of that neighborhood notice is about.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So yes, an electronic email needs to go out to the affected neighborhood association representatives for the sidewalk waiver. And then you also have to offer them a neighborhood meeting.
And then, and with that being, you know, if you got word quickly that they didn't want to do a neighborhood meeting, you know, all the parties that you're required to notice, you know, that could make you not have to wait the full 15 days. But I think it might be more realistic to defer this a couple weeks. I'll let you suggest something or concur with that, Ms. Okoye.
Just so I'm clear for the requirements for a sidewalk, is it new development or redevelopment, or what triggers the additional width of the sidewalks?
Any new development.
Okay.
Even platting would trigger the new sidewalks, anything like that. Okay. So basically when you touch the property, you're required to bring it up to current standards. And so that sidewalk standard is there. Okay. And I think with the requirement to offer a neighborhood meeting, it's just really not realistic to have all that done by Friday.
Right.
So I really am going to encourage you to at least take 2 weeks.
Okay, so I will take a 2-week deferral.
Okay, and then also within that 2 weeks, you would need to have you know, if you did the notice this afternoon and you had no response, that would be 2 weeks. If you also had emails from the people you sent the notice to saying, no, we don't want a neighborhood meeting, then that would suffice as well. So you'd have to probably get right on that today or tomorrow.
And Jean, are you able to identify what section in EPM this is so I can refer to it?
Yes, there's a section called roadway elements. It's toward the beginning of chapter 7, and it shows, there's a table which shows sidewalk width requirements on arterials and other roadway classifications, along with other roadway elements such as bike lanes and vehicular lane width requirements. Center versus outside of center.
Okay, so is there a motion to defer item 6 to May 18th?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Bill Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Bill Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 6, PR 2021-5461, application SI 2022-820 to May 18th.